Iraqi officials say there will be more suicide attacks, like yesterday's car bombing outside Najaf that killed 4 U.S. soldiers. Reporter John Lawrence is with the U.S. 101st Airborne Division. We spoke with him earlier this morning, and he explained how American forces are planning to deal with suicide attacks.
They're trying to adjust themselves and their rules of engagement to a guerrilla war as opposed to a conventional war. Now, they've been trained in techniques for dealing with both, but the guerrilla war is the more difficult one. I'm with the 101st, as you know, and it's a light infantry unit that moves by helicopter. They have not been approached yet. They haven't been engaged fully as a division or even in smaller units in combat here. But the rules of engagement for dealing with civilians have been modified. The idea being that what happened to the 3rd Infantry Division yesterday should never have happened in this division. It's a policy now that is going to involve a much more standoff approach towards civilians, particularly males, and that they won't be allowed to get near American troops. I talked to one officer a few moments ago who said, unfortunately, this is going to mean more casualties for civilians.
We've been hearing a lot about the pause in the U.S. push toward Baghdad, and it's our understanding that the officers, or some of them, of the 101st are studying a famous battle in World War II. Can you explain what that's all about?
Yes. There was the Battle of Kursk in 1942, in which the German army was defeated decisively by the Red Army using tactics that are not dissimilar to those being used in some places by the Iraqi army. And that is, they're trying to slow down the American advance with hit-and-run tactics, with lines of defense that fall back and fall back and fall back, trying to chip away at the two big American pushes, one by the 3rd Infantry Division and the other by the Marines and coalition forces on the two flanks, so that eventually it is hoped in Baghdad, perhaps, that they will have worn them down enough that they could try a flanking attack that would destroy it. And that's what happened to the German army at Kursk all those years ago.
So what's your sense of the morale of the troops that you're traveling with?
There is a boredom element in the 101st because they haven't been, quote, in the game yet, and a certain degree of frustration because they had been expecting, or at least in the battalion I'm with, to be involved in the battle much sooner than they are. And that can be frustrating. Their commanders are warning of the dangers of complacency because with complacency comes, well, lack of preparedness and all the other things that can get them killed if they're not careful.
Correspondent John Lawrence with the U.S. 101st Airborne in Iraq. John, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Leanne.